And I'm joined now with Oklahoma Wesleyan University head baseball coach Matt Parker. And coach, first of all, congratulations on you and the Eagles finishing the regular season 43-10. Another great season for the Eagles here coming into postseason play.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. It's been a long regular season, it feels like, but glad to finish where we are and kind of get ready headed into this conference tournament coming up this week.
You know, speaking of the conference tournament, clinched another regular season championship back-to-back. How important was that? It seemed like that the competition was just a little bit tougher this year.
It was tougher, and I think part of it, too, was that we got everybody's best shot all year. There wasn't a whole lot of off days there where people didn't bring kind of that A game to us. So that made it difficult. Somebody asked me earlier this year which championship meant more, last year being the first one in school history or to do it back-to-back. And I don't think one means more than the other by any stretch, but I know this one was more difficult. And it was important for this group to do that. It was fun to watch and to be the host again and bring the tournament back to Bartlesville and kind of be able to sleep in our own beds, I think is really important.
Last Saturday, the Eagles honored the 11 seniors on that baseball field, and these 11 seniors, and I tell you, and reading those superlatives the other day, it's just amazing what this senior class has done, and it's not over yet.
No, it's not. They've been tremendous. I think after both wins on Saturday, I think that made the previous 2 years, this year and last year, made them like 101 and 18 in 2 years as a senior class, and as a four-year class, something like 173 and 66. It was, you know, the job that they've done in not only helping us build Oklahoma Wesleyan baseball, but then getting it over the hump and maintaining it this year has been tremendous, and it's been fun to watch those guys and just how much work and dedication they put into to helping build this program and this university to where it is.
Of course, the conference tournament begins Thursday and lasts until Saturday, and of course the Eagles, the number one seed in the tournament, but then you got York and Bellevue right behind you at number two and three. Split with York this year and went 3 out of 4 at Bellevue. How are these teams, how do you rate these teams as being a little bit tougher this year than they were a year ago?
Bellevue always pitches it really well. I think Bellevue is one of the better pitching staffs in the country. They actually, I think, are number one in team ERA in the entire country. And then York was a new coach last year. Took him a little bit of time to kind of get his guys going and get his group in there. But this year, he certainly has them rolling. Coach Walt does a tremendous job there. So I think obviously the league improved. But then I also, like we talked about earlier, I think there wasn't anybody that slept on us. Last year we kind of sneak up on them because we were the new kids around. And this year, we opened the year number three in the country, and we weren't sneaking up on anybody. It was kind of taking them head on and knowing we were getting their best shot from the very beginning.
What do you like your chances coming into this tournament?
I do. I like being at home. And I like this group of guys. Obviously what they've done in their career speaks for itself and the toughness. And for the most part, they've all been to the top. They've been to the World Series. They finished third in the country last year. And I don't think that senior class is ready for it to end. I don't think they want to let an opportunity to win a championship get away from them. So I think they'll be excited to play Thursday night. And we'll play with tremendous energy.
I know your nine starters like to hit the ball very well, and offensively they do very well. But talk about your pitching staff. I know they've been strong again this year.
They have. They've done a tremendous job, and Andy Steinmetz is our pitching coach. Has done an exceptional job getting those guys ready to pitch, because it was a little bit unproven. We had some things, some new guys moving into different roles with C.J. Gregory coming out of the bullpen as the closer and now starting him, and Coach Steinmetz and Coach Strickle have done a wonderful job kind of preparing those guys helping them adapt to those new roles. And our pitching staff has done a great job of competing and understanding that they've got a great defense behind them. I think this defense has turned like 65 double plays through 53 games, which is unheard of. And I think our pitching staff understands that and pitches to that strength, and understands that if we can keep it on the ground, we got the ability to turn the double play and get out of an inning at any point. And they do a great job with that.
Well, Coach, as always, we enjoy visiting with you. Hey, best of luck to you and the Eagles this week in the conference tournament. And hopefully we get another championship in our belt.
Adam, yes, sir, I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do and for supporting us and keeping track with us. We can't thank you enough for that.